Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
11 minutes past eight, and it's to the ancient capital where the focus of our election candidate is this morning, one of two constituencies where we're certain of a change, hoping to prove a tonic for the town. Pharmacist and former commissioner in Castletown, Mahendra Patel. He's contesting the single seat constituency in next month's House of Keys general election. Good morning.
Good morning, Ormai James.
I've said this to a few candidates recently. You time your declaration, various times have various impacts, but today's obviously nomination day, so why leave it now to the 11th hour?
Well, to be fair, I wanted to give others a chance to present themselves forwards before I actually did myself. I didn't, in fact, want to put anybody off. After all, it's a democracy. We all want to have the proper candidate in place.
So you believe if you'd have declared earlier, it could have put off a few challenges?
That has happened before when I was a commissioner and I didn't want to repeat the process.
It's developed into a bit of a free-for-all in Castletown now, in fairness. In the past, the successful candidate would probably need 800-plus votes or would gain it. Under 400 should be enough this time, in theory. What, in your view, separates you from the rest of the challengers?
My experience, locality, in terms of having been in Castletown, worked in Castletown, lived in Castletown, know the public.
A few of them have that, of course.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. But I also have the experience of being a commissioner in Castletown, so I'm aware of the actual local problems and situations. And also I have been in touch with the national politics scene.
I mean, you were a commissioner, as you say, for more than a decade, chairman on three occasions. You called it a day in 2004. What's prompted you to sort of want to get back into politics now, albeit at a national level this time?
Politics has always interested me, and at the end of the day, Isle of Man is a small place when you look at it in the global terms. I want us, in terms of the Manx nation, to survive and thrive. And at the end of the day, we need the right people in place. We are coming into troubled waters at the moment, and I think the right people are very essential at the moment.
The current government, I suppose it's easy to criticise, but given the challenges the island's faced over the last few years, this administration deserves credit, surely.
Absolutely. In many respects, they do. I do agree with that. Having said that, there have been minor hitches and issues that actually have been addressed wrongly, in my opinion.
Such as?
And, for example, the extension of the runway at the airport, for example. Is it necessary? Has it been utilised to the extent that it was advocated to be?
Do you believe it was is a waste of money?
In my opinion, it does, because I live opposite the airport. I know.
You live in Castletown, of course. You say Castletown remains a quaint, peaceful town which needs nourishing. What do you mean by that?
Nourishing in terms of we need to grow slowly, at a slow pace, nothing substantial and nothing sort of challenging the populace around. But having said that, it is stifled in terms of the boundaries are quite limited and there is limited amount of space to build new property for young, up and growing, you know, adults.
Young people, yeah. I mean, has Callow's Yard been good or bad for the town?
In terms of aesthetics, good. In terms of retail, rubbish.
And why do you think that last point?
I think various businesses have tried their hand in establishing a business in Castletown, in Callow's Yard. Unfortunately, too much focus has been put on that. These businesses have not been allowed to establish themselves, and before long, they're off. And I think that a lot of that is probably down to the financial intricacies of the person who's taken on the business and the person who owns the property.
Well, what do you believe are the main issues affecting Castletown as a whole at the moment?
I think it's been on a slow downward spiral for quite a while.
So regeneration key?
Regeneration is key in terms of both the young and the actual aesthetics of the town and also the economy.
I mean, I know it's not a key election issue, but I know that the state of certain shops in Castletown, you know what people are like, they attract some criticism, and one of them's probably your pharmacist as well. You know, it's not an election issue as such,
no.
But people do talk about it.
Absolutely. And it is vital to regenerate that. But having said that, there are issues, like, for example, this is a conservation area. And there are issues there which need to be addressed. And when one tries to do that, there's always knockbacks. And this is the sort of thing that we have to overcome in the end.
How do you revise health provision on and off island, do you think?
a lot of improvements can be made. I know, because I work in the health profession. There are waiting lists which shouldn't exist in the Isle of Man, as far as I'm concerned. It's a small place. I find it rather surprising that there are actually waiting lists. And so on, you know, issues that could be addressed on a national level. You could send more patients across rather than having to put them on waiting lists or try to address their needs here and curtail the actual length of illness that they go through.
We're out of time. Just finally, Mr. Patel, why should people in Castletown vote for you on September the 29th?
They need to vote, obviously. They need to vote for the right person. I think I have the right qualities for the job at the moment. I have the experience and I have also the need and hunger to learn and help. At the end of the day, it's the people of Castletown that will vote and they will have the representative in place. They will be responsible for whoever they choose, and I don't think there will be any room for complaint after.
Mahendra Patel, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.